This is a Triple J podcast.
Dean, I've just come into the studio and there's a bit of tension outside in the open plan office.
Yeah, for anyone listening who doesn't know where we work, it's at the ABC Studios in Melbourne. And we are like in an open plan office, so we share the space with Triple J and Double J and like
Unearthed.
Classic and just so many different people.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know from listening to our podcast that we talk a lot about some really interesting topics.
Some sensitive topics, some taboo topics as well. And I would like to say that I think people, on the most part, enjoy like our chats and they like to join in and we ask them their opinions. But it kind of got to a point where someone...
What was that?
It was my drink bottle thing. Oh. It just like fell down. Why is this studio being weird?
It's being so fucking weird.
We heard
weird.
A weird noise before as well. It was strange. Anyway, we got to a point where we were like, maybe we should move our collaborative work. We're kind of getting really loud.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes people do the over their shoulder.
I'm fully delusional. I'm like, people love it. They love us. It's a show. Dinner and a show. Da, 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 da.
I'm not going to lie. We are loud though.
Yeah, we are really loud.
We're really loud.
So maybe next episode we'll come to you with an update on the seating plan because we might get kicked out.
Maybe we'll get our own office with a view.
I would love that.
I know. Anyway, let's get into this topic today. This is something that Pip and I have been talking really loudly about in the office and trying to gauge how people feel because it is such, it's a pretty hectic topic, going through your partner's phone.
Yeah, sharing passcodes. It's something that people have been really riled up about in our DMs. So let's get into it.
Sharing passcodes. Going through your partner's phones, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a guilty behavior. I think it's shady. I don't like it. I have had one experience.
Going through your partner's phone or sharing passcodes?
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Sharing passcode, fine. Yes. Totally fine. I'm a relationship girl. I'd be doing that, like, you know, in a long-term relationship. Going through a partner's phone, not for me. Had one experience of it and it, like, really scarred me because somebody went through my phone and I should have broken up with them over it. It was like a massive breach of trust for me. And they reckon they found something, but it was nothing. Like they were looking for something. They didn't find it. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They took things out of context and they just made it a bigger issue.
Yeah, 100%. Did this happen when you were asleep?
Yes. It was fucked. Like I had like a night out with a previous boyfriend, went to bed, like had a few drinks, passed out. I woke up in the middle of the night. He was not there. I walked around my house. I was literally like, he's not in the house. Like he's literally left the building. And I was literally like, what the fuck? And I started like panicking because I was like, what's wrong? And then I texted him and I was like, where are you? Like, what's happened? He was like, I'm at home. I was like, why? He's like, I went through your phone and I went through your ex's conversations, like the previous partner before him. And just didn't like what I saw. And I was like.
So he was dragging you for a conversation you had with an ex-partner that had nothing to do with him.
Yeah, he went through like Instagram messages, like Facebook Messenger, everything. Nothing to do with him. Just found some shit that he didn't like.
Oh my God.
And I remember I was very proud of myself for doing this, but I was like, that's so embarrassing for you. Like I'm actually embarrassed that you've done this because you've made yourself look like fucking Boo Boo the Fool. And
oh my God.
Yeah, but I was also fucked because I should have just like broken it off then, but I didn't because I was like, oh, still not.
That's really controlling.
Yeah, it was really bad. Like, it was really, like, it was, I felt like it was borderline, like, not abusive, but you know what I mean? It's very controlling. It's like on that edge.
100%. I am like so chill about passcodes.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever, I'll give it to a stranger. I'm just like, whatever. But I don't know. I'm like not, obviously, like, not pro going through your partner's phone, but I don't think I would be so overly offended if a partner did. Like, I think I would be like, let's talk this through. Like, I do feel like it's definitely privacy and like I would feel like really upset about them reading conversations that I've had, personal conversations that I've had with people, but I don't know. Yeah, it depends on the circumstances. But if it was like they were feeling really anxious about something, I would just be like, we needed to talk this through and that's a you problem and we need to sort that out. But I don't think I would be like, that's the end of the relationship. I think it's like as someone who like has been anxious previously, I kind of get it. So I'm like, cool, if you need to just like, if this is helpful to soothe however, whatever is coming up for you from like a previous relationship and stuff. But then it's like, I'm like keen to get into this topic because so many people told us that they went through partners' phones and found something. And I'm not proud of it, but I did it when I was like 18 with an ex and did find something. So it's like, I'm keen to chat and like unpack the gut feeling stuff because I think that's a really huge thing too.
There are so many interesting points of views that we got, but I think we should start with passcodes, right?
Yes.
Let's just get that out of the way because I think the general gist is that people were pretty chill about it. Anthony DM'd us saying, when you start to share your bank accounts and you're renting together, you're doing those like big life decisions like that, it's time to share a passcode.
Yep. Frankie sent us a voice memo because she thinks absolutely you should be able to share your passcodes with your partner.
I don't have my partner's passcode. Never thought to ask for it. Don't really need it. I trust her enough to use mine appropriately, / I don't have anything to hide. But I think that also comes from past relationships, and we're lucky to have built a groundwork of trust and respect for each other that passcodes are just not such a big thing.
There were a lot of people who also just at a basic like cybersecurity level, they're like, that's just not a good idea. Looking at you, D, who's like, I'll just give a stranger mine.
Yeah.
Keo said, you should just never share passwords or passcodes in general. And Claire agreed.
I personally would never share my passwords or passcodes with a partner or anyone for that matter, because if the relationship goes sour, they can do so much damage with that information. Like, they could take out accounts in you, they could impersonate you online, they could steal your identity, they could even take advantage of you financially. It's just basic IT security.
I'm like, why are you with this person if you think that that's something they would do?
Yeah, but remember when we did our de facto episode? And you think that you're with this like amazing person, then you have a nasty breakup, and then suddenly they're like taking you to court for like half of everything you own.
Well, change your passcode. I'm sorry. Wow.
Yeah.
I have trust issues and I just feel like each to their own
based
on their history. But I just, why are you with someone if you're worried, if you're thinking in that way?
Yeah, I guess so. There are a lot of people as well who felt like if you don't share a passcode, you don't have trust in the relationship. And Tilly was basically like countering that. She said, it's not essential to share passcodes and it's not an indicator of the relationship's strength. Trust is knowing the passcode but being okay with it. I really agree with that. Like, I feel like it's annoying when people, and we'll get into this like going through phones thing, but people often are, like, equate that with like the fact that you don't have like a strong relationship that because you can't share a passcode. But I'm literally like, no, there's like a level of privacy that people want and that's fine.
But wouldn't you be, if my partner didn't want to share their passcode, I would be so sus as fuck.
I wouldn't.
Why? It's a fucking passcode. Like, but that means that they don't trust you.
I think
because so many people message and were like, you just have each other's passcodes because you like change the music on their phone when they're driving.
Totally.
Or you like send a text to someone for them, or like you can like help them go through something when they're not. You know what I mean? I'm like, I just don't understand why if they're not sharing their passcode with you, they either don't trust you or they have something to hide. Because why would you not give your passcode? I don't get that. Like, if someone's driving and you're like, oh, here, let me change the song.
And then what's your passcode? What's your passcode? And they're like, no. I'll do it.
Absolutely fucking see ya. Sorry. Bye.
Look, I don't want to jump the gun, but there are going to be people backing this up in terms of like going through phone passcode. It's kind of like a weird hand-in-hand thing. But yeah.
Nah, I feel so strongly about this.
Well, I think you'll agree with then what Alistair said.
Passcodes are such a non-issue for me. I know a big point people are making is, there's no trust if you need to have each other's passcodes, but I think it's really not that big of a deal. If you've got nothing to hide, that is. But yeah, just communicate. It's pretty fucking easy.
Bro! Gets me.
Pretty fucking easy.
Gets me. I'm sorry. It is so easy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like I try to allude to, like people have history and they have complicated exes and potentially toxic relationships in the past, which is kind of what Fraser's point is.
I think both sharing and not sharing passwords is totally fine either way, as long as everyone has communicated and given their consent. I think it's important because every relationship is different. Everyone is going to feel differently about it. But I think it is also really important to keep in mind people's history. Even if someone doesn't have something to hide, they still might not want to share that because of like a very controlling ex or something.
Okay, so let's get into going through the phone, the next step. Once you have the passcode and you've got access to it, do you or do you not have a little snoop around and look through messages, through photos, whatever you want to do? So I really like this message from Izzy. I'm a Capricorn. I like to have my space and my privacy. My phone is deeply personal. I'd feel really violated if someone went through it. I'm not a Capricorn, but I agree, Izzy. I don't like it. Like, it just, it feels like you're allowed to have this one thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, this one thing that's yours. And Grace, like, just articulated this so well for me.
If I had a diary or a journal, I wouldn't want my partner grabbing it and rifling through it while I was in the shower. Like, I view my phone as the same. I'm not hiding anything, but I've got random notes on there that I wouldn't necessarily want them to read. I wouldn't want them going through all my photos and my apps. It's just a little private thing to me. I share everything else in the relationship with them, all my secrets or my little gossips. It's just like my phone is my one thing in the whole relationship that I can keep as my own and know that they're not rifling through it and checking out all my stuff as if they don't trust me. Privacy!
Oh.
Right? I'm just going to show you a little preview of my fucking journaling right now.
Kib is like holding up her notes app and there's like poetry.
No, it's actually so personal.
It is.
It is worse than if someone was to leak my like browser history.
Yeah.
And if a partner was to just like go for through some your notes. Reason go through my notes, like I would die.
It's like Grace said, it's like going through a journal. It is. Yeah, it's definitely something where you just feel so violated because you're like, there's this really like small part that I get to keep of myself. You don't have to share everything that you ever fucking think and feel with your partner. What
the fuck? Exactly, exactly. Like, they should just be staying out of my group chats as well while we're on this topic. Like if I'm talking about you and you see some stuff, fine, I stand by it. But at the same time, I'm like, it wasn't for you. And also, yeah. Hate to be this person, but I'm literally like, my phone is like a little extension of myself. Yes, I'm addicted to it. Like, yes, it's like a little thing of me. And it's like private, it's mine.
I know.
You know?
It is really ick. I would feel like majority of people in our DMs, like majority of you were like, absolutely not. Like, you should not go through your partner's phone. And this is a voice memo that Jono sent through.
I had an open book but very anxious ex who'd read messages over my shoulder and ask about the conversation. She openly shared her Google photo album with me. That sort of access, honestly, I wasn't comfortable with. I don't need to know everything and I don't want to know everything. I have no business on or with your phone and I want to trust that I can have a shower without every app being analysed to confirm any imaginary doubts.
It actually kills me that he mentioned the shower.
We've all been there. We've all thought it.
But, you know, he also mentioned as well in his DM about, like, his partner, the anxious one that he mentioned there. She was looking through and she queried the fact that he didn't have a wallpaper with, like, their photo. And she was like, why don't you have a photo of us as your wallpaper?
Oh, like, God. That's
insane behavior, right? That's why you shouldn't, like, necessarily even start venturing there, because if you're that kind of person that's bringing that up and you're making an issue.
Yeah. It's kind of like what you said before. If you're going through your partner's phone, you're probably going to find something, even if it's nothing bad. Like, you'll make a big deal out of nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And a thing that, like, a lot of you told us as well is the fact that, like, you might come across something that's, like, might ruin something for you. Like, yeah. I literally got a notes out with, like, my partner's presents. Like, literally list of all the things that I could potentially get him as a present.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't want you to see that. And Dan messaged us and said that he has a friend couple who were together for 4 years. The guy in the couple was being unusually fishy for the first time ever. So the woman snooped and she ruined her own surprise proposal.
No.
Because he had messaged, Dan said that he'd messaged a couple of friends, like, his plans about doing it. And then he found out that she found out by going through his phone, and then he never proposed. He was like, I've lost all faith and trust in you. And, like, that big moment never happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so awful.
How fucked?
Oh, my God. How fucked would you feel if you were that girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would never recover from that, honestly.
But this is what I mean. Like, you're not, it's just, it's not, yeah. You're not going to find something that you want to see, or are you going to ruin something that's like...
Well, you're going to ruin the trust.
Yeah, and exactly.
A lot of people talk to us about that. Like, Kat DM'd us and she reckons that if you need to have unfettered access to someone else's phone, it indicates that you don't trust me. And it's like, that's a big deal, right?
Completely, completely. And if that's something that you're feeling about your partner, based off of something you've experienced in the past, or maybe like, I don't know, your anxiety. It's like, that's something that you need to work on yourself.
Mm.
Like, that is not your partner's, like, you can communicate with that with your partner, but it's just such a big, it can be such a big deal breaker for someone. Like, going through their phone, it's like, that might end your relationship. Is that a risk you really want to take?
Exactly. On the other side of this are the yes people. Let's go through phones. Let's have a little geese.
I was shocked by how many people said that they had a gut instinct about their partner or someone they were seeing, and they went through their phone and found something. We were talking about it before. You never know what you're going to find. So many people had a gut instinct about cheating and had the fucking evidence for it.
Yeah, Tanya DM'd us saying, yes, it's okay to go through the phone because once I found something I didn't want to and it helped me end the whole situation. So again, it's like the ends justifies the means, I guess.
Yep.
Chelsea as well told us this story.
My boyfriend at the time was acting really weird and distant, and I'd asked a few times if something was happening and he said everything was fine. But I still had a really bad gut feeling that something wasn't right. So I went through his phone and found he was talking to and sexting multiple people. And then once I knew, I asked one more time, and after he still didn't admit it, I showed him what I'd found, and we broke up that day. We'd been together for 3 years, and still to this day, I'm really glad that I did it.
It's really hard. Pip and I were talking about this in the office, open plan office, in front of everyone. It's really hard because obviously we see all your DMs, we get all your voice memos, and so many people came through with, yup, I had a gut instinct, here's what happened. This is what I found. I was right. And I was like, this has made me actually generally feel quite anxious because I'm like, well, the whole world's cheating apparently because it's like confirmation bias. And we were trying to unpack this in the office because we were like, is it just the fact that people aren't sharing? Well, I went through a phone and I didn't find anything, because it's like, why would you message that in?
Well, yeah, that's what I said, because I was like, yeah, you'd feel ashamed because there's a level of like guilt about this because you kind of feel you're doing it behind your partner's back, whatever. So I think there are people out there who have done it and they didn't find anything and they just didn't tell us.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, no, everyone told us that.
Well, I'm just such a like firm believer in trusting your gut instinct about someone. I don't know. And this is what Jade messaged us saying. She said, if someone is lying and they've lied to your face and you want your evidence so you don't feel crazy, then go off. If people claim privacy but are hiding shit, that's secrecy and deceit, which are two different concepts. Someone's privacy, secrecy isn't more valuable than the other person's sanity and mental health if the person is being a shady cunt. I love that she said that. But I don't condone snooping for shits and gigs. Jade, the way that she wrote that is just like how I feel to
I know.
Like the tea. I'm like,
yeah.
So many people messaged us saying that they were in like a 5-year relationship, their partner kept lying about stuff, things didn't add up, and this was the only way that they were not being gaslit was to try and find something to prove that they were not going crazy. And a lot of people were like, my partner lied to me and said that they were picking up something from Marketplace and went and got a blowjob in the park.
There were a lot of stories like that. I will admit, there was lots. What I found really interesting about Jade's message is like this: someone's privacy / secrecy isn't more valuable than the other person's sanity and mental health. Like that to me, I was like, oh, that's a really interesting point. Because I think I'm originally in that camp of like, no, like you have to respect my privacy. Like you can't just like go through my phone and do all that stuff because I've got things on there that are just like not for you. But when it comes to the point, if you're dating someone and they're super anxious and they're just like freaking out about it, like, yeah, who wins in that? Like, I guess, do you have to sacrifice that because you're like, well, I've got to let my partner know? Because if you have nothing to hide, it's like, well, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's really hard as well, because then at the point it's like, if you don't trust your partner, why? There was that whole argument in our DMs as well that if you don't trust your partner, why are you with them?
Yeah.
And so if you're at a point where you feel the need to go through your partner's phone, you clearly don't trust them. Is this someone that you want to be with? But then, yeah, at the same time, it's like if you just are going round and round in circles and you feel like you're going crazy, you're getting a bit gaslit, they're lying to you, you can't prove anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like maybe finding that thing to prove that you were right is what you need to end the relationship. And people did. Like, it was like, imagine being engaged. People were engaged and their partner was having a whole ass fucking affair.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could have literally legally committed yourself to this person in front of your friends and family. I don't know.
Something you said before actually really reminded me of a DM that we got from Lee, and he sent us this voice memo.
Look, as a anxiously attached person, I did get really frustrated when my ex chose to not share his password with me, whereas I always shared mine with him, I guess as a sign of trust and loyalty. And he was always faithful. However, of course, I'm going to think, is he talking to other people and things like that? It made me super anxious.
So, yeah, obviously he was like, I have anxious attachment. I need to look through my partner's phone. I need to see what he's talking about. And the boyfriend was like, no. I think that it's really hard to distinguish whether or not you are actually really insecure and going through some shit and like need, you feel like you need this thing, or do you actually have a gut feeling that's rooted in some kind of like evidence or truth. That's where this kind of like gets really interesting and messy. And actually Lee's original like post on like our call out on Instagram was like, I have anxious attachment. I need to look through your phone. And I put it up and I knew people were going to get so pissed.
Angry.
And everyone was like replying and being like, what is this?
Well, it's kind of like what Indigo messaged us saying, because she like through this, she realized she needed to work on some insecurity that she had. So she said, started doing it when we opened our relationship and it made me realize how insecure I was and that I didn't trust him anymore. I felt so gross about doing it that I ended up breaking up with him. I didn't want to be with someone I feel so insecure with.
And that's like, mature.
That's exactly. And it's like, if maybe you don't need to break up with a person, but maybe it's like, I'm having this really strong urge to go through my partner's phone and I don't really have any reason to. And it's coming from a place of anxiety or a place of insecurity. And that's when you go, right, I need to work on this. Like, this is something that I need to go to like therapy for, or like try and unpack, like chat to your friends or even chat to your partner about it if you feel safe enough to do it. But yeah, it's like you said, it's like, where is this coming from? Is it because your partner's been lying to you for so long and nothing adds up and you're trying to figure out like what's going on, versus like you're just, you've got a bit of an anxious attachment or issues from previous relationships or whatever?
Exactly.
God, it's complicated, isn't it?
It's a lot.
All right, this was really fun though. So thank you to everyone who DM'd us and sent us a voice memo. Yeah, if you're not already following me on Instagram, make sure you do at Triple J The Hookup.
And before we leave you, we actually have a little treat for you.
Secret save.
A little secret save.
Oh my God, yes, yeah, secret save.
Oh my God, so this one was literally so funny. You might have seen it on our Instagram if you do follow us, but if you haven't, take a listen.
So I was teaching this particular person how to scuba dive, and there was a fair bit of chemistry during the lessons, I guess you could say. She was given some free scuba dives just to go out and explore the reef. On this particular day she took them, I decided to jump on the boat and offer my guiding experiences. This particular dive site had what's called a swim through, which is like an underwater cave, which at the end there's a sandy bottom and kind of a hole in the ceiling with a big god beam of light coming down. And we got to the back of the cave and both knelt down on the sand and took our regulators out and shared a cheeky kiss. And her hands started wandering. And the next thing I know, the board shorts are down around the knees and we did the deed.
Oh my God.
So this is like actually properly under the water.
Yeah, so you kind of need to keep breathing through your regulator, obviously, because you need to breathe. Very sort of awkward. It was my first time doing it. At the end, I pulled out and we both watched a big school of tropical fish eat the cum that was floating in the water.
Oh my God. Pip and I generally were not expecting that ending. Like, go watch the video on our Instagram because our faces are just like our, like drawers on the floor.
Yeah, and we have an amazing video team who put some hilarious pictures memes in there. Memes, we love it. But yeah, honestly, we love your secrets. And yeah, we'll keep doing this in the end of a couple of podcasts, you know, once every couple of weeks. Or if you want more of them, let us know at Triple J The Hookup. And if you have a secret to share, get in there.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.